For a community's off-the-road system, it can be a hassle not only to ship products in, but also to deal with junk when it has served its purpose. A small community on the mouth of the Quijack River has tackled the issue on multiple fronts, as KDLG's Avery Lill reports.
Rural Alaskan villages aren't typically known for their recycling prowess, but for the village of Igiagig, it's a priority.
Currently, we recycle aluminum cans, plastics. We did a scrap metal backhaul last year. We crush our glass and we put it in our roads as a foundation for our roads. Pretty much anything you can recycle as far as compost, any household waste as far as moist stuff, food, we compost it for the greenhouse. We have chickens that eat scraps.
That's Stacy Hill, Indian General Assistance Program Coordinator and Environmental Director for the village. The funding that animates Igiagig's recycling program comes from a variety of sources. The village has been flying out cans with funding from Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling since the nonprofit started in the 1980s. In 2010, it helped the organization pilot a program for flying out plastics. Now Igiagig is ALPAR's most recent recipient for the Outstanding Recycling Community Award. Last year, the Lake and Peninsula Borough provided the village $45,000 in matched funds to backhaul 55,000 pounds of scrap metal. Hill estimates that the village still has 15,000 pounds of scrap metal remaining. When area lodges start bringing guests in this summer, the village hopes to send out more of that scrap metal on empty backhaul flights. IGAP is another major source of funding for the village's recycling program.
That funds our landfill, that funds our interns. We have about five or six high school kids that work for IGAP during the year. And they basically, after school, they help with the recycling and separating all this material.
For this village of roughly 70 people, recycling is about more than being green. It's also a matter of keeping city costs down.
It would really fill up our landfill if we were to bury all that material. It would just fill up our landfill so quickly. It's about $3 to $5 million to produce another landfill of our size. And nobody has $3 to $5 million to replace what we've got now, so we might as well cherish what we have.
Next on the agenda, Igiagig is turning its attention to some oil-based paints that they have stored in their hangar. This year, they're applying for a hazardous waste grant that will allow them to dispose of the paint safely. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.